Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. We can take those texts all night if you want. Do you believe that referees or umpires have a vendetta against somebody, particularly maybe when you played in high school or something like that? 651-461-9226. Joining us now, the one and only Terry Steinbach, former All-Star MVP, world champion, and a whole lot more on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Terry, I don't know. Of course, in Oakland, you had this to an extent. When you came up here and played with the Twins, you didn't because you're in the Dome, but... What would you do if you had to play outside in an April like this? Is there much that you can do? You're from Minnesota, so you'd have been seen as hardy, but I'm sure you had some Oakland nights that were a little chilly early in the year and beyond.
Well, we had Oakland nights that were cold, but my worst one ever, we opened up in Milwaukee, and it was 33 degrees at game time, 30 by the time the game ended. It was opening, and that was Old County Stadium, so they had 60,000-70,000 people, and then, you know, the next 3 days were canceled because it was it was freezing. Yep. But, yeah, it's a mental thing. I mean, it's a physical thing. I mean, if you go in there thinking you're cold and freezing and this is going to stink, you're not going to perform well. It's going to be brutal. So you have to tell yourself, hey, we're just going to go out there and play, and we got to do the best that we can with that particular situation and make it work.
Were you seen as the hardy Minnesotan? Did you have to work on some of those warm weather guys like McGuire and them that never experienced that?
It was not so much the States guys, our Latin players, at least out of you know, it was harder for them to figure that out, you know, to deal with the cold. But again, you know, like I said, you razz each other, you tease each other about it, and then you go out there and try to win a ball game.
Now we were just having this conversation because the Timberwolves are in the midst of this, where the Memphis coach says they got screwed over the other night, and then the Timberwolves say, wait a second, we've been screwed over plenty of times in this series, too. It's the referees and whether or not there's favoritism. Explain, have you ever felt that, did you ever feel as when you're playing at any level in the professionals that, hey, this umpire wants us to lose or they like the other team better than us?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
We found out when Roger Clemens got thrown out by Clooney.
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Rene Latchman, I think our third base coach at that time, he was summoned, you know, to testify, and he was a player's manager, you know, so he said, well, I don't know what happened. I didn't hear anything, and the umpires didn't like it. And we distinctly remember the following year, all of a sudden, you know, pitches we weren't getting and calls at the plate we weren't getting. And you know, you kind of think about it after a while. You know, it comes back to, we think it was from that. And then
I see what you're saying. So he didn't back the umpire, so to speak, huh?
He didn't back the umpire, right. He backed the player, you know,
okay.
And basically, instead of throwing Clemens under the bus,
Yep.
You know, because we all heard exactly.
Which is what they wanted him to do, yep.
Yeah, yeah. But he just, he went the other way. He backed the player. And, you know, we kind of, I mean, it wasn't terrible, you know. But, yeah, we felt that. And also behind the plate, you know, there was many times umpires, let's say a batter showed the umpire up the previous at bat.
Yep.
And I'll throw Ken Kaiser was, you know, awesome at that. I mean, when this guy comes up, he tapped me on the shoulder, get outside. I mean, I'm outside, and he goes almost in the other batter's box. And he was calling strikes before the ball ever left the hand.
Jeepers, try that. But yeah. Is there also, though, did you find it, and you probably, because you lived as a young player, and then you guys got to be really, really good, and did you see a difference between the calls you'd get when the A's became world champions versus when the A's were the up-and-comers?
Without a question, you know, and yes, I think the established teams, the proven teams, the proven pitchers, I mean, if you run out there with a veteran pitching staff, you know, like we had, I mean, you're getting the close calls. You're getting the borderline pitches without a doubt. And it's kind of because, you know, you've proven yourself. Now, I've also been on teams that didn't win. You know, and yep. I would go to the umpire starting the game. Hey, look, I mean, Mike Lincoln pitched a game against the Yankees.
Former Twins pitcher, yep.
Yep. And I was catching, I can't remember who the umpire was, but I just said, hey, look, you know, we got a young guy, a rookie out there. The only thing I'm going to ask is the guy throws a strike, call the strike. You know, he hasn't really deserved that 2 inches off the plate, in or out. But just, you know, and the umpire kind of looked at me, oh, okay, you know, and it was one of the best umpire games I think that I've caught. He did a great job. Mike Lincoln threw the ball. I mean, balls are balls, strikes are strikes. And hey, whatever happened. If the Yankees beat him, you know, on his pitches, so be it. But don't lose or don't have the outcome determined by an extremely questionable pitch or even a ridiculous pitch.
Okay, Dana Kicker texted me, and this is a fair one because you and I and Dana have all played for these guys. Did you ever play for New Ulm against Sleepy Eye when the Cook brother twins were umping a game? Because you won't forget that experience, will you, Terry?
how could you not?
Yeah, every time you played them, they had the Cook brothers there.
Yeah, the Cook brothers. Yeah, thanks, Dana, for bringing that up again. Still too soon, Dana.
That's right. We all had the Cook brothers against Sleepy Eye. That's why we didn't go out and play Sleepy Eye. Yeah. Good guys, too. But, yeah, when you went to Sleepy Eye, you never knew what you're going to get, especially if you're from New Ulm, of all places. Yeah.
Correct.
Right. So, Terry, let's move on to the Twins. Byron Buxton, when you see a glimpse of, what do you see as the ceiling on this guy?
I've just been so impressed, you know, and to see where he had been and where he is coming to, you know, I mean, a few years ago, we were all questioning, hey, is this guy going to be the guy? And the work ethic that he put in, the amount of preparation that he's done, and he's earned the results that he's getting. And I don't think there's a ceiling on what he can do, you know, and we're all going to say this, you know, it's just, we got to keep the guy on the field. He has to keep himself. He has to be on the field. And, you know, if he's on the field, he's turning himself into, you know, a major impact player. I mean, a game changer. And so the key is, you know, try to keep him healthy. I mean, he's got to try to keep himself healthy, you know, and he's not, getting hurt because he's out of shape or anything like that. You know, it's that aggressiveness and all that. And that's the hardest thing to take out of a guy. You know, what are you supposed to tell him? Don't go after ball or don't slide too hard or don't run too fast. Mm-hmm. You know, but yeah, I've been extremely impressed. He's fun to watch. He's the, spark plug of that team right now. He's got a lot of energy, you know, that he's bringing out there, and it seems sincere. You know, it doesn't seem like, you know, well, I guess I got to do this. I mean, he's passionate about how he's playing ball right now.
Well, you know, when you see him go to right field like he did this last week a couple times, not just home run, but a couple times, is that what tells you that he's become a complete hitter and he understands not just how to swing hard or, you know, hit strikes, but he's understanding how to become a top flight hitter? Are those the signs you look for?
100%. I bet. And I haven't talked to Byron, but I bet if you were to ask him, hey, what his hitting approach was two, three years ago, you know, he'd probably say, hey, I'm looking to pull. I'm going to try to hit home runs, you know, and all that. And I think what he's now, has turned himself into a fantastic hitter because pitchers have the control to keep that ball away from you. You know, if you're looking in and that's all you have to look for, they're going to eat you up away. And, you know, Cabrera, you know, once he got his 3,000 hit, yeah. I think made the comment, you know, hey, you know, they're pitching me, well, I got to learn to hit the ball away, you know? And so, yes, I love it when I see the players going the other way. And it itself corrects your swing. More often than not, we as hitters might get a little pull conscious and also, you know, rolling over to third, rolling over to short, yep. You know, speaking right-handed. And the way to correct that is to let the ball get deeper, stay inside the ball, and shoot that ball up the middle. And if you do that, first of all, your average is going to be higher. And next thing you know, all of a sudden, yes, I am hitting a home run to right. I am hitting a home run to center. And you're never going to lose, you know, your pull power. You're always going to have that. But that pull power can sometimes get you into trouble.
Miguel Cabrera comes to town this week. You managed against him or coached against him. Often, what makes him special? Why, you know, I didn't realize how impressive his numbers were until he got that 3,000th hit and you start breaking it down and you go, holy mackerel. And of course, Gardy had him, in Detroit as well. And he used to tell me, you know, this guy is like nothing I've ever seen. What is it?
To me, the guys like that, they're special. But the thing that jumps out to me is discipline. You don't ever see these great hitters like that. They don't get frazzled if they get two strikes. They don't get frazzled if they miss their pitch. They don't get upset if, let's say, umpire made a bad call. They just seem confident, comfortable, and relaxed at the plate, regardless of what the situation is. Bases loaded in the 12th inning or first at bat in the first inning. You know, they just look so calm and so composed. And rarely do you see him, you know, have a bad swing, like he got really fooled or something like that. You just don't see it, you know, in a hitter of that caliber.
The Twins pitching staff has been the pleasant surprise. Of course, they've turned the tables, and whatever everybody talked about, they're going to have to win 9-8. You know, that's how they're going to win games. And obviously, it's been the opposite so far. When you look at their starting staff, I watched Chris Archer the other day. He's going to be an interesting follow because he's had some good innings, and then he's tired, and he's, you know, lost. But when you see him from a catcher's standpoint, what do you see?
I see, yeah, I agree. I think he gets himself into a little bit of trouble, you know, as we saw yesterday, you know, I think overthrowing or losing concentration. And next thing you know, he loses, you know, sense of the strike zone. But if, as he progresses more, you know, as he gets more innings under his belt as a Minnesota Twin, I think that potential to regain some of the attributes that he had is not that far away. You know, I like that slider he throws. I think he commands his fastball for the most part, you know, when he's on. He has good pace of the game. You know, he keeps the defense on its toes, you know, so they're ready to make plays for him.
Joe Ryan is young. He threw the opener, then he threw at Fenway Park and threw a gem. Then he won to nothing. He threw part of it when they played against Kansas City the other night. Are there guys like that you've seen that come up and it doesn't matter how young they are, they're unfazed by the big leagues? Because that's kind of what he looked like last year and into this year.
There are, and I wish I had the magic diet, you know, chicken and rice every day for the guy. But when you find a guy like that's pretty special. Because as we all know, we have handfuls of players who, you know, come up, they go down, they come up, they go down, they come up, they go down, they do good in AAA, they get up to the big leagues, and they falter. So when you can get a guy who's confident enough, but humble enough, that still wants to learn, and that's not in awe of where he's at, is pretty special. And he seems to be showing that. And you know, again, the thing we always talk about baseball, you know, 162 games, you know, it's a long season. But I also want to jump on board when you do see someone getting off to a good start like that and someone holding his composure, it gives us Twins fans, you know, a lot to be hopeful about.
Now, Tony La Russa was your manager, and he came back, and of course they won the division title last year, and I kind of root for him quietly because, you know, because it's fun to see old school guys and all those things. But he must have been sick to his stomach because they threw the ball around this weekend like I've never seen. Tim Anderson and Abreu and a pitcher's throw to first base. I mean, they gave the Twins more opportunities and more runs than I could imagine. As you watch that, is that Anderson in a funk? Is that a short spring training? What did you see?
Yeah, it's so uncharacteristic of Tony's style of managing. I mean, cross the T's and dot the I's. I mean, I remember when we were in Arizona and we get one rain out, I think, in 3 years during spring training. He had the traveling secretary get a gym rented, you know, that we could do stuff in a gym because he didn't want to miss, you know, a day of spring training because he had it all calculated out about what drills and what things we had to do and how many reps we had to take. So I doubt that philosophy has changed from him. Yeah, and as far as Anderson goes, absolutely. I mean, I think we talk so much about hitters' funks. You know, I think it's more prevalent, you know, when you see a guy 0 for 10, 0 for 12, or a lot of strikeouts, or not putting the ball in play very, very hard. But when you see an infielder who we know is a great shortstop, when you see him all of a sudden struggling a little bit, you know, he's getting the bad hop. You know, the ball's rattling around in his glove a little bit. He's making errant throws. You know, it's one of those things that he is in that defensive funk. And, you know, the way to get out of that is yes, more grounders, more repetition, and more success in games. And, you know, before you know it, he's going to be where he wants to be, and I think where all the Chicago fans expect him to be as well.
But what's scary about it, I'm sure, when you had players like that, when you're catching and whatnot, is, you know, you can do some things to maneuver around a hitter in the lineup. If it's a key situation, you can pinch it. The ball will find those guys, and you know, you can't predict when you're going to get a ball hit to you, right?
No, and I know, you know, I can say it as a catcher because, you know, you're trying to set that hitter up. You're trying to work him, and the pitcher makes his pitch, and we have the right pitch selection, and we get that routine 2-3 hopper to any infielder. We're like, yeah, you know, as you're running down the first baseline, backing up the throw, going, yes, one out or two outs,
yeah,
or out of the inning or something like that. And then also I'm like, oh, what happened? You know, it's like, oh, no, we can't do that. You know, and good, you cannot give consistently good teams that extra out, you know, and a lot of the teams that when we were doing well in Oakland, the untalked about number was our defense. You know, we were ranked, you know, 2, 3, 4 in the league for defense because we didn't give the other team extra chances to score runs. And you know, that's going to come back and bite anybody.
Last question, would you have liked to have caught in the shift era just to see what, I mean, is it interesting to you? Does it intrigue you at all?
Forget catching. I'd have loved to hit in the shift era because you go ahead and shift me. I'm going the other way, Mike.
Yep. I mean,
you know, the next day in the paper, it's going to be 4-for-4. I don't care if there are four bunts at third base because, you know, they're playing me the other way. And yeah, so I mean, I find the shift intriguing. I know they have their numbers. I know they have the analytics. But I have said this all along, you know, and I'm sure we've talked about it many times, is why hitters just don't – you're a major league hitter. You know how to, you know, hit the ball to different parts of the field, and all you have to do is do it a couple times, and next thing you know, the shift is gone. You know,
yeah.
And so, yeah, I
– Is it just that hard for guys to commit themselves to trying to do something different or what?
That's a good question. See, for us, it was simple. And I bet if you talk to winning teams, they say it's simple because what do I have to do today to win the game?
Yeah.
All right. And if that's me bunting, you know, because the third baseman is playing shortstop, so be it. We had McGuire and Canseco bunted many times, you know, because third basemen didn't shift, but they were playing in left field. You know, so
yep,
all you had to do is get it by the pitcher, and more so with Canseco than McGuire. But if Canseco got on for some of those years, he was a base stealing threat. You know, so why wouldn't you take advantage of that? And it, I don't know, it kind of rubs me the wrong way a little bit when I hear either players or whatever, yeah, that was kind of a cheap shot. You know, we had the shift and then the guy bunted. I go, cheap shot? To me,
he just played
the
by the rules, right?
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, this always goes too quick. Thank you so much. Always fun to visit with you, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Yes, always a pleasure.
Didn't mean to ruin your night with that going to sleep yet with the Cook Brothers open.
Like I said, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping tonight. Thanks again, Dana.
Thanks, Terry. The Cook Brothers are sleepy eye, boy. Anybody that knows that knows exactly what we're talking about. Good guys, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.